The Community Ties program continues with Joel Brandingham on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
Glad to have you along for Community Ties on this Wednesday. And as mentioned earlier, second Wednesday of each month this year has been devoted to guests from Wayne Healthcare as they celebrate 100 years this year in Greenville. It's just so interesting to learn the history of the hospital, the expansion, the growth, and so forth, and just certainly how so many things have changed, technology, equipment, and so forth. And speaking of that, I kind of wanted to segue a little bit, Jill, into something you wanted to talk about, speaking of changes, upgrades in equipment, and so forth.
Yes, we wanted to make sure that people were aware that Wayne Healthcare has purchased a new mammography equipment. In the room, even where the mammographies are done, has been transformed into a more spa-like, relaxing atmosphere for women to make it as comfortable as possible. We want people to know we have the state-of-the-art equipment. You do not have to go to a big facility to get the state-of-the-art equipment. We have it right here in Greenville. We offer 3D mammograms, which allows the radiologist to look at the tissue from all different angles, looking at each layer. It's basically a better picture than what we used to get with the 2D. So the technology has really improved. The equipment has improved. Our room has improved, and that was just installed in 2022. What was the month of that?
March or April.
So we're excited to let people know that this is brand new, updated, nice on all levels. We also have available, there's two types of biopsies out there. Without going into depth on that, we offer both here in Greenville, so people do not have to leave the county.
And probably all is good news because at least from, you know, I've heard experiences of women who have had mammograms. Sometimes it can be, I don't want to use the word scary maybe, but just anxious time, certainly, and not always a comfortable, exam to go through. But that, among other things,
all
has changed.
All of this will help,
definitely help because, again, it's just so important. Yeah. And, Jill, while we're talking about that, I'll have you go ahead and mention if you want to we talked about how you did mammograms that they be free, right? Available for
yes, they women are free.
And you wouldn't be able to do it without
our race
this event. Yeah.
Yes. So we want to throw out there that the Breast Cancer Awareness of Dark County is having a 5K walk or run. So if you are not a runner but you like to walk, please come join us. If you are a survivor, we would love to have you. Please come and walk this 5K. Where you can sign up, before I forget that part, is www.goodtimesraces.com. Please sign up for the race. All the details are on there. But this race allows us to provide the free mammograms and ultrasounds and pap testing and supplies for our community, so no woman has to go without a mammogram. So, It's a reason to walk and run, but we really enjoy it. So this is held at the Annie Oakley Memorial Park, intersections of South Broadway and Martin Street, on July 30th. It's really the last Saturday in July every year. And you can register online like we talked about. And then you can there's packet pickup July 29th from 6 to 7:30 at the Gospel Baptist Church Recreational Building. And a shout out to them for letting us use that rec building every year free of charge. And then the race incentives. Oh, my goodness, we have so much going on. So Good Times Races does the electronic chip timing. We have post-race refreshments. Thank you to Farmer Brown for bringing the trailer and doing that. And they gave a percentage of proceeds back to Breast Cancer Awareness. We have door prizes. We will have at least 30 baskets for the auction, so please come and bid on those. Those baskets are phenomenal. And the post-race events are all held at Dave Knapp Ford, before I forget that, starting around 11 a.m. after the race. And a shout out to Dave Knapp. He has helped us every single year this race has gone on. And he also has a free car to give away again this year, like he does every year. And we are so thrilled and so excited to be able to do that and work with him on this event. So please join us that day. You don't want to miss it.
All right. That's great. So thank you for all of that. And Dana, I guess I'll let you have the last word, so to speak, here today, if you want to, just kind of wrapping up. Wrapping up what we were talking about, but I almost forgot. You did want to specifically mention something at the Garst Museum.
Yes, I just wanted to share with everybody that to find out more about our history and see some of the documents and information, we do have a centennial display at Garst Museum. The museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're located at 205 North Broadway. Our display will be up at least through the end of September. Could be a little longer, and you will be able to pick up a souvenir ticket, and you can actually have it embossed with one of our it was one of the embossers that we found that still says Wayne Hospital on it. So thank you so much for having us, and we invite people to come out and learn more about our history. You can check us out online at waynehealthcare.org. also, Jill will share a little bit more information real quick about the race and encourage you to come out and see us.
Yes, please come out July 30th. The 5K begins promptly at 8:30 that morning. And then, Dana, before we say goodbye and thank you again for having us, WDGR, we wanted to let you know, too, that besides the mammograms and breast screening, we also offer colon cancer screenings. We have three female surgeons that do colonoscopies, and we encourage people to start that at age 45 because we are seeing, unfortunately, colorectal cancer in younger folks. Also, we wanted to talk about lung cancer screening. We offer low-dose CT imaging for those 50 years old or older that have a 20-year PAC history of smoking. Please talk to your provider if you would be interested in learning more about that. We are having a skin cancer screening August 22nd from noon to 5 at the Great Dark County Fair in the Wayne Healthcare tent. We want to encourage people to come out for that. That is in collaboration with Family Health. Thank you for doing that with us. Anyway, so we have lots and lots of screenings. If you need more information on any of those cancer screenings, I'm happy to answer your questions. Again, that's 937-547-5079.
Okay, very good. And again, waynehealthcare.org, and you're on social media and that too. So, Dana and Jill, thank you both for coming in. And it's just great to learn more about Wayne Healthcare and certainly some important events coming up, and just the history hospital.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, celebrating 100 years. That's pretty
impressive.
Thank you
so much. So. And if you'd like to do the Pink Mile, we'll sign you up.
Yeah. We're talking about
that's a whole other topic, isn't
possibly
it?
Possibly for next year. Yeah. We will see, but I know Scott's really pushing for that. He thinks that I ought to be a part of that. And it's a great event. And
they
special
help
cost
raise of additional money for the BCADC.
They do. Yeah. And those men really have a reason if you talk to them, a mother, a grandmother, a sister. So thank you to them, too. A shout out for that.
Yeah, I think we all know somebody, whether we're related to them or, you know them one way or another, that there's a connection there. So thank you both again for coming in. We look forward to having Wayne Healthcare back in next month on August 10th here on Community Ties. It is 11:32. Please stay tuned.